Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Tricky Ricky. How are you?
I'm good, Lady A. How are you?
Awesome. How has your week been?
It's been kind of slow, but towards the end of this week, it's becoming prosperous. Can you do anything with your line? It sounds like you kind of fade in and out a little bit there.
Let me check. Is it better?
Yeah, that sounds a little better. How you been? You've been missing the action for quite a while, at least on my end of the spectrum.
Yeah, just working the shows that I run. I tune in every now and then, listen.
Oh, every now and then. Okay. Well, you got quite a few people in my area upset with me, because we didn't have no show, and I was understood that you were supposed to run the show. Then I got a little bit of information that said that you mistaken me for someone else and said that you didn't want to deal with that person, so you wasn't going to do the show.
Yes, I did, and I apologize. I completely apologize. Sergeant to my head, not to my heart. I did do that. I had a lot going on, and I actually forgot about the show, but when I was reminded, I did think you were someone else, and I did not want to deal with that person, so I ignored it. I apologize. It will not happen again.
Well, that's not good, and I hope whatever that issue is that you may have with that person may get resolved, but sometime in life, you don't. But we're here today. I thank you for taking your time to run the board for us until Ms. Foxbody can get there. But again, appreciate it. Today, I really don't have a topic because it was kind of up in the air as to what was going on. But you know, I know quite a few people who have been wanting to hear the show, and now that we got the show going on, just to run over a few quick things. The Horseman Race Team has an event going on tomorrow. I'm thinking of the day Friday. Going on Saturday at Fayetteville Motorsports Park. And I think we have Mr. Gene Stevens on the line who can enlighten us as to the events going on there. And next Saturday, locally here at Capitol Raceway, we have the Warriors Outlaw 10-5 race going on. And the 27th, let me get my calendar. Hey, Mike, you crazy, Mike. Let me get the calendar here. So you got the, okay, you got the Horseman Race Saturday. I don't think you have anything going on the 27th. What's going on the 27th? Somebody enlighten me. Something's going on the 27th. I can't think of what. The, oh, 27th at Fayetteville again. Race brought to you by Long Island Joe and Custom Cheese Racing. Got an event going on in Fayetteville where they're going to have in the, a back half shootout and then, if I'm not mistaken, an extreme back half shootout. And I believe the Horsemen's race this weekend, they are having a 28 and 29-inch tire shootout. And I want to say a conventional head shootout, but I don't want to be wrong. So I'll wait till Gene get on the line and he can let everybody know what they have going on. And then the big shindig that bringing races from all over is the August 3rd race at Maryland International Raceway. And supposed to have quite a few out-of-towners coming. Somebody on Facebook posted under the Grudge Inc. name that Cold Killer and his big block, Nicest Five Regal, called Great White, he was coming up. I want to say he said Big Low was coming up. We got Donye coming from the Chicago area. We got a guy from, don't put me on the spot here. Lady A, where do you recall where Butt Naked is from? Is that Louisiana?
Butt Naked is from Alabama.
Okay, Alabama. I got Butt Naked. Butt Naked has a big block nitrous powered Mustang. Donye has a big block powered Buick Regal. Most know Big Low. Big Low has a big block powered Malibu. I think B is from Chicago. It's coming August 3rd. He got a, I don't know if his car is nicest powered or I think it is nicest powered Mustang on 28s or 29s. So it's going to be quite a few people from out the area coming to do some racing on that particular day, August the 3rd. As of this week or last night, should I say, I set up a race with myself and Nephew Pete to run, and I'm also supposed to run Donye on that day. For those that are interested, next Friday, Mr. Gene Stevens and myself are going to race at Capitol Raceway. Mr. Gene Stevens and his 2000 Team Chassis Camaro will be giving me the kick in the eighth mile on Pro Tree. So if anybody's interested in that, come on out and watch that, whatever you want to do. Quite a few of them are the horsemen still waiting on the my signal to say when I'm going to run JC, and it's coming. But for most that don't know, a lot of stuff goes on throughout the week and throughout the day on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook or if you would like to create a Facebook page, go to the Horsemen Racing group on Facebook, or go to DMV Grudge group on Facebook, and you can keep track with a lot of the day-by-day smack talk conversations that go on, since we you know, only do the show once a week, and you know, times like when we don't have the show, that's how we pretty much get our gas off our chest when we ain't racing. And besides that, that's pretty much about it. Also, I would like at some point today on this show to get out some information on fake-ass races and what's wrong with the racing game as to why. And this was something that was said about 3 weeks ago on the last show. This was not said on the show, I'm sorry. This was a topic that I started on Facebook as to why people think they should get paid to show up at races. And we're going to tell some things today as to what is actually on people's mind and the hidden agenda that they have with this situation. And it's really messing things up. But first, because we haven't had the show in a while, I'd like to go to the phone line if we got anybody there and hear from some of the callers before we really get the show underway. So, Lady A, do we have any callers in the queue?
We sure do. I'll start with the first caller, 804-1541. Your mic is open.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Kenny. How's it going with the horseman?
What's up, Kenny?
I ain't doing much. Just glad to see you back on the show. I tried to call in last week, and I think I stayed on for like 30 minutes, and I just hung the phone up.
Yeah, I did too. And as this lady A here just said that she thought that my show was somebody else's show, and she didn't want to deal with that particular individual. So she says she forgot, but because she didn't want to deal with that person, I think she just said, "Man, the hell with him. I ain't doing this show." But
we back.
See, I told you we had a lot of people over here mad at us.
Well, that's good. Glad to see you back on. See, I get all that gas off that chest, you know, during the week. See, we can kind of express that on Thursday.
Right. Well, now that you're on, I thought Dean would be on first, but now that you open your line, you know, what y'all got going on down at Fayetteville Saturday?
Well, Pete and John set a lot of the events up, and I hope Pete and John will get on here and express it more. I know we do have, but I got a good idea. I know we got a conventional head shootout, like
okay.
I think the Hatton boys, Red, Dirty Red from Virginia Motorsports Talk, a bunch of guys from Colonial Beach, Benji, Walking Tall, which is Monroe. We got like a list of like 8 or 9 conventional head races for a conventional head shootout. And Pete, but I'm not sure if Pete's going to have his car ready to go. That was a question, if he was going to have it ready. They had some problems with it. They were trying to work out for Saturday. But I know just what you said earlier, we got a 28 and a 29-inch tire shootout. We also have a $1,000 gambler's race. Also.
Okay.
I think that's it. And we got a couple of featured match races. Me running Big Sexy for the rematch. And Gene is also going to run the Widow Boys, which is Big Sexy. They have Illumina. And Gene is matched up for a rematch. We got beat in Darlington, and we got a rematch with him with the Lumina in Fayetteville. I had a race with the Chevelle against the Widow Boys. They got a small block Mustang. I was supposed to run a Chevelle, but my motor was hurt since last year. I never fixed it, and I ran it hurt. I ran it hurt when I ran Big George a couple times, and it was just starting to slow up a little bit, so I was scared to run it anymore, so I pulled it out and fixed it. I had no business running it anyway, but, you know, the Camaro was down. I had gas on my chest, and, you know, I love the wreck.
Yeah, it happened.
So George wants a rematch. Now, Big George called me today and wants to know if I'm going to have the Chevelle ready for August 3rd. And he talked to me today. I love Big George to death because Big George will race. And Big George, first thing he said, Kenny, I made a mistake by letting you get your card. And I got to give George – I haven't been on the show to give Big George props. He beat me the first time. But the second time we ran, I just kind of got the car's been sitting for a year, and I just kind of took it at the garage and stood in the trailer and started running. And like I said, that's why I got beat the first time. Went to Maryland on the rematch, and the first pass was terrible, and I was supposed to get one pass off the trailer on a shakedown and then go, because I lost the coin toss to Big George, and the first pass was terrible. George let me go ahead, and he said, go on, make you a couple shakedowns, get your car right. I don't want to beat you that way. But I give George mad props for that. He did that, but it gave me too many shakedowns to get the car right.
That was his
tip on the race for August the 3rd. His tip was, he said, Kenny, I'm not giving you no more shakedowns to get your car right. He said, when you come to Maryland on August 3rd, we're going to get it on, put it on for Larry T's race, but we're going to go off the trail. I can't get a shakedown. So I let him have it, so I told him I'm fine with that. So we're going to run August the 3rd off the trail on the little patch race.
Okay. So Saturday, what time do things kick off, and what's the entry fee for the
gates open up at 2 p.m., Rick, and we have the track till 1 a.m.
Okay.
So there'll be a lot of time and a lot of racing going on. I hope everybody don't get scared off because of the rain. The chance of rain is deep. Going down and down and down, so we wasn't going to call it today if it wasn't less than 30%. And they got talked to the track guys and got on the radar and all that stuff. So, like, the rain is going away from here, so I want to invite everybody out. I think it's going to be a good show. We got people coming from South Carolina, North Carolina. Tony Bynes is going to be there. I forgot that JC is running the Moneymaker Camaro of Tony Bynes, so he's probably going to bring a couple more cars than that. Should be a lot of action. I got a lot of guys from Maryland, a couple guys from Maryland. John and Pete know the names about a couple guys. I think Kenny and all them boys from Maryland with the little small tire cars were trying to make it out for the shootout. And hopefully, if everybody don't get scared to come for the weather, I'm hoping the weather will be good. We're going to have a really good show.
Okay. Now, one quick question. Is that race with JC and the Moneymaker, is that locked in? Because I've heard stories about the Moneymaker being down or had no motor or something.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I'm not sure on that end. Pete was handling Pete and John talked to Tony himself. I'm not sure if I think Tony was telling them he's going to have the car ready by then. And whether or not it's still down or not, I do not know. I'm hoping people get on the phone. I'll text him and tell him to get on the show so he can, talk more about that. I hate to tell you some wrong information.
Okay. Not a problem. All right, well, from my understanding, we got a couple more people in the queue. So hold fast for me and let me get these other people, and I'll be right back with Miss Lady A. Who else do we have in the queue?
Caller 410-6385. Your mic is open.
Yes, how you doing? This is Rick. How y'all making out?
What's up, brother Rick?
Hey, much. I just want to give a couple words of encouragement. I look forward to the show on Thursday nights, and I look forward to, you know, look and see what all the upcoming events are. Just like everybody else, I'm a racer myself, and also I'm a big fan of all races. And I just want to encourage anybody, you know what I mean, if your car breaks or if, you know, some other problems is going on, just hang in there, pick yourself up and dust yourself off, and let's keep on going, because this is something a lot of people in the world really love, some entertainment. This is good entertainment racing. And I really thank you all, and thank you all for the show.
Oh, well, I thank you for calling in every Thursday that we had the show, man. We all need a good voice of encouragement from time to time, whether it's, you know, whatever's going on in your daily life. It's always good to hear some good encouraging words.
That's it, man. You know, things can happen anywhere, anytime, but the thing is it's strong to survive, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, keep moving, whether it's a win, a loss, or whatever the deal is. Pick yourself up and keep going.
Right. All right, Rick, well, I hope that you're going to stay with us and continue to enjoy the show. Like I said, I know we haven't had a show in the last 2 weeks, so we got, you know, people got things on their chest they want to get off. So if you don't mind, I'd like to move on to the next call.
Oh, go ahead. Do your thing, man. I ain't no turncoat. I'm going to hang right on in there. I'm listening.
Okay. Lady A, can you give me the next
call,
please?
Of course. Caller 804-7584. Your mic is open.
Rick, what's happening, buddy? It's Big James, the Horseman.
What's up, Gene?
What's up, Gene? Not a whole lot, buddy. Pretty much just like Kenny said, we do have confirmed that Tony Bynes is going to be in the house looking for action, and he's got action. So I think we'll have a real good show. And such as Kenny said, I hope to see a lot of the guys, local guys down there supporting the show and seeing what's going on. I think we're going to have a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good, man. Although I would hope that you or any of the other horsemen don't employ the clown that y'all had talking on Facebook for y'all earlier. And I ain't gonna say for y'all, but that clown that y'all had talking on Facebook earlier. I will admit, you know, it was some strong words from time to time used on the page. But in the end, you know what I'm saying, yourself along with me, we both, you know what I'm saying, sitting on the same page. And both understand.
I know you well enough, and you know me well enough. No, we talk a good game. We shoot the breeze on that computer, but when it gets to the track and we lock in, we run, we put on a good show, and we do what we got to do.
Exactly. So
and we didn't get in nobody's feelings. Nobody took it personal. It was all in good fun.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that for anybody who may have been reading that don't know, who may assume, you know what I mean, because at times I can use some strong words and people get on my case and say, tell me I'm better than that or I'm a bigger person, but not really understanding, you know what I mean, it's entertainment. I'm not taking nothing personal. I'm not saying anything personal to anybody, but if you're big enough to talk smack, then you should be big enough to accept whatever smack talk come back to you.
You're right.
Without getting any feelings about it. So,
and I had quite a few phone calls today saying that you didn't lock in, you wouldn't lock in, which is not true. Tricky Ricky did lock in. We got the race fair, and he accepted, and we set it up for Capitol next Friday night. And if everything goes well, so that wasn't an issue as far as him not wanting to race or wouldn't race. He stepped up and he said what he needed to make right, and we locked it in.
Now, for those that don't know, I just brought my Malibu back out. I went to a race on the 22nd of June. Car was not running right. And since then, I've been trying to get the rematch with Mark Hayes and that silver Mustang, whether it be me on 29's head up or a rerun of the same race. But I haven't been able to, Mark hasn't said a thing. I've had a couple people try to deliver messages to Dern, haven't heard anything. Chad, which most people know as Super Slow Stang, he said a few words, but, you know, he wasn't really trying to race because he doesn't have a transmission yet. You know, so it was kind of a little back and forth shit talking there. And some people said I was wrong for some of the name calling that I was doing. But again, it's just shit talking. I don't actually mean what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get under the man's skin. But if you're
exactly
gonna be in the grudge game, you gotta understand how the game played. But I understand at the same time, people on the outside really don't understand and know all of what's going on. So, with that being said, this race come about, you know, me and Gene talking shit. I said I'll run him next week. Wasn't a problem. You know, we were be locked in over the phone. Pete won the race. So, Petey had to wait. You know, I was trying to do something last night at the creek, hoping that the rain would hold out. And luckily, we didn't lock in anything because it ended up raining anyway. He had some problems in the rain, so, you know what I mean? My car hasn't been back to the track since I had my problem. So I'm in the blind. I don't know what Gene's situation is in the blind, but I'm pretty confident with what I have to know that, you know, I can race him. I mean, win or lose, I'm going to be back. I lost a shitload of money last year, and I'm still coming back. So it doesn't make a difference, you know what I mean? We out here to have fun, and that's what we're trying to do, and provide a little entertainment.
I still say, like I said it before, you got to be able to take a ass whipping if you're going to give one. And we didn't took our share, and we didn't give in our share, but it's give and take all the way around the board.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And
let me add to that, for the clown that I was referring to on just now. And most people say, you know, man, you just need to leave him alone. He ain't going to do nothing. As me and myself and Pete trying to set up a race, and hey Eric, I'm coming right to you, Eric. I haven't forgotten. As me and Pete trying to set up a race, you know what I'm saying? We get Sissy Chicken all in the conversation talking about don't let this clown get away and lock him in, or I lock him in for you now, and da 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 da. So I call Sissy Chicken out for tomorrow. And his reply, and I'm sure you've seen this too, Gene, was, well, nah, I'm not going to run you tomorrow, but come on down to Fayetteville Saturday and we can race that same race off the trail of 4,000. Now, can anybody on this show that's listening please tell me why would I wait till Saturday to travel all the way to Carolina? And there's no, you know, nothing against the horseman race or not trying to support the horseman at all. But if two people trying to race, why would we have to ride all the way out of town 4 to 5 hours to get a race off that we can do tomorrow night here locally? That doesn't make sense at all. And that's just plain, straight-up race-stopping language that say, I don't want to race. But you can't be mad enough to say, I don't want to race. So it is what it is. But, again, you know, Gene, you and I, we got a race set up next week, and I look forward to it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I hadn't ran Capitol in a while, so it'd be nice to come up there to Capitol and check y'all's track out and try to have a good time. I know Styles did, you know, I spoke to him briefly a week or so ago, and he just didn't want nothing. That's what he told me. He didn't want nothing to happen to the car, and he was looking forward to making it to Fayetteville, so he said he was kind of saving the car to make that trip down there and get some action, so I don't know how it come about. I'll give it to the fool. He takes some silly races sometimes, but he races. I think
yeah.
That was what your topic,
I mean, and
your topic
and
was.
I can't knock that from him either. I cannot take that from him. He does race. As much
he
as
does
I can't stand
race.
Him,
he come
I got
all the way
to
down
say,
to
he
Darlington, and he took some races I wouldn't have took, but he took them and he ran them, and he went on with it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Darlington, Lady A, can you get me Eric? Can you open Eric's mic? I guess you're gonna ask me for the number.
Okay. What's the last for the phone?
Eric's number is 704-8249.
Okay, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Eric? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, I appreciate your patience there. I understand that Larry had a wreck down at the race there at I think it was Rockingham, correct?
Yeah. Friday night, Rockingham.
Okay, so it was Friday night. Okay. Was that the race against Gagne or?
No, that was actually it was a test pass after that race.
Okay. And Well, what happened with the race with Larry and Donye?
Well, the race with Larry and Donye was straight off the trailer. No, well, we came straight off the trailer. He had tested right time we got there, so we didn't get a test pass, and we came straight off the trailer. First station Nice did not work, and Donye outran us, I guess, about two cars.
Okay. So after that, doing the wreck, were y'all testing?
Yeah, after
trying to figure out the problem.
Yeah, we figured out the problem and went back, and only thing I could tell you, right before the eighth of mile, the way it looked, it blew the tires away right before the eighth of mile, and it went hard left. He hit the wall pretty good there, tore the front end off of it. About basically the only thing it hurt was the fiberglass on the front end, maybe bent a little bit of A-arm and blowed the tires out, but got it all looked over, and she's almost back together.
Okay. That's pretty much same situation I had with Camaro whenever Camaro was back with me. Okay, that's good news that he was okay. And
he's okay. He's kind of feeling bad. He couldn't race the rest of the weekend, so you know how that is.
Yeah, I do. But as the old saying goes, you know, cars can be repaired or replaced. People can't.
That's
but
right.
That's good that he's good.
Yeah,
he said he was a little sore. Y'all had some little dispute about him not wanting to get checked out, and then
he I guess that adrenaline was pumping, and he was fine until he got in the car with me. We was on our way back to the hotel, and he started complaining. So I ignored him, and I told him he would learn the next time. You know, all that adrenaline pumping, you don't feel anything until you calm down. So, but he's back to himself now, ready to race. That's all I can tell you. Look out.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's on your schedule, and or when y'all going to be back out?
Actually, we're going to try and bring the two Mustangs. I don't know definitely yet. I won't know probably until tomorrow afternoon. We're going to try to bring the two Mustangs to Fayetteville Saturday. So that's the next thing on the schedule.
Okay. What about the when would Giganto be back?
I would like to say it could be back in about a week, but I think we're gonna try and wait and make that race. I think it's August 3rd. We actually thought about coming up to you all.
Okay. That'd be interesting. Maybe you can get some get back with Donye then, because he'll be here.
Oh, that's the whole purpose of coming.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Now,
so,
Eric, you did, I don't think I had it in my phone still, but you had texted me before when I sent a message out about, I don't have it in my phone. Things that you wanted to get off your chest. Do you remember what that text was that you sent me?
Yeah, I was wondering why I never hear about on Grudge Talk on the board about anybody up that way actually grudge racing. But you get on
up,
this
up here in Maryland, you mean?
Yes, sir. You get on the phone, everybody talking about racing, but I've yet to see any races on YouTube or, you know, actually races going on. So I was just wondering what's going on.
All right, well, part of the issue is that we only have one videographer here in the area. And
mm-hmm.
once upon a time, which I would probably say when LBM, which is his name, was first starting out, he was available to be at the track quite a bit throughout the years. His business as being a cameraman and a videographer done picked up, so he's become a little more busier and, you know, can't make it to the track all the time. So the amount of videos that were being done before has kind of fallen off now.
Okay.
Nothing to say that, you know, nobody's up here is not racing. It's just videographers in the area are not plentiful as it may be somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, when do y'all race up there on Saturday, Sunday, which is the race?
We got Friday nights at Capital Raceway, and then pretty much Sundays at Maryland International Raceway, which is Buzz Creek.
Okay. Okay.
Or if like Buzz Creek had a event Wednesday night, which was called War on Wheels, you know, showcase on Wednesdays. Most people try to get the action on then because they got pro mods or big time action, and they know the track gonna be killer. So that's when they really try to get the races on.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who do you know that's grudge raced in the last 2 weeks? That's from your area. That grudge raced in your area. Not down here, but in your area.
Well, that would probably be kind of a biased question to me because I'm pretty much at work all the time and I don't really get out to the track like that. So if you will, let me get to some other callers that may call in from the area to try to answer that question because I'm sure it can happen. That I know of, matter of fact, I don't think the race happened because one of the racers had a problem with their car. But the Hatton boys and Nephew Pete were supposed to run at Colonial Beach, which I believe was within the last 2 weeks. I think Pete had to pay the punk out. But again, don't let me be biased. Let me get somebody else on who's been in the
okay.
Track.
Hey, Rick, let me make this.
Can I answer that question for you, buddy?
Let me make this clear before anybody say anything. Excluding the horseman, I repeat, excluding the horseman.
Okay.
The reason I said that because every race I'm at, they're at.
Okay. Well, who's that wanted to answer the question?
That was Pete. Pete won his race, but the man said he don't want to hear from Boston, so I don't blame him. I guess that answers that question for me.
But, Gene, they had two small-tire grudge races. Kenny Crockett ran, gave Chad the back tire. I mean, gave Kenny the back tire and beat him. Small-tire stuff. Nothing big. Nothing major stuff, Eric, like y'all do all the time.
Oh no, we small time too now. Don't get it twisted. We got 29s on the Mustangs, and you know we're not big tire all the time.
I was down Rockingham. I saw y'all win that race with the Mustang. It looked good too.
I mean, yeah, and that's a small tire car. That's 29.
Yeah, I saw it look good. I was down there.
Yeah.
And then Pete had some complications with his car Thursday at the beach, but he got it straight and come up to Denver the very next day and won the match race he ran. And I think Running Band then was either had action or was looking for action up at Denver Friday night. Did they have a race?
Running Band was looking for action. I don't think he'd get no action.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, let me also say this, and this has been brought to my attention a few times. I personally don't feel as though is right or the best way to think about it, but quite a few people feel as though that as long as we grudge racing here in Maryland or Virginia, then we shouldn't be worried about putting our area on the map far somewhere else. So you won't see people from here a lot of times posting about races that go on here on like grudgeracing.com. You know what I mean? Every now and then you'll get it, but for the most part, you won't.
It's not about that. It's this the way I look at it. We're family. It's like you said. It's entertainment. I would like to know what Maryland got going on, DC got going on, because I promise you, if I don't close my eyes, we will come up there, and we're coming soon. So I would like to know what I'm coming to get, or you know. What's going on? I don't want to come for nothing.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I'm personally all about putting the DMV on the map. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Regardless of what's going on or when it's going on, that's the whole purpose of this show, us trying to improve runs racing in the area, is to put it on the map. But because so many people here are against each other, that it's like they say it's we can't get past ourselves, let alone have out of towners come here to not race. And that has been brought up before as to, you know, why do we let out of towners come in here and piss on our front door and don't stand up to out of town races. But instead of running the out of towners when they come, everybody here worried about running each other here, and that's not the way that it should be.
No, you're right.
But that's a big problem. So I don't know how to get around that or to fix the problem. And you know, you can't have a handful of people or two handfuls of people always representing for your area and racing everybody when you got a whole heap of cars in your area to race, but they ain't racing.
Right.
Hey, Rick, we had Covey run two races at the beach on July the 4th.
Yeah, I just got a text. They said Wicked Bird gave Covey everything in drag racing.
Yeah, he couldn't cover him, but his car went hard to the right when he left. But it's the best I've ever seen. I told him, I said that's the hardest I've ever seen Styles leave since I've seen that car race. It left really, really good. It just left crooked.
Man, I thought Wicked Bird was dead until I seen him down in Rockingham Friday. I thought we killed him.
Eric, he's coming down to Fayetteville to bring the bird back. So I'll be glad to see y'all bring the Mustangs out.
Hey, I mean, if he treat that little Mustang right, you know, he can race. I mean, we can race regardless, man. If the car's back from the shop, we're racing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I know y'all love race. Y'all love race more than the horse does. Y'all race every weekend.
Yeah, man. I mean, man, we've been doing this ever since I've been alive. I mean, it's just in the blood, you know.
Hey,
I love it too. I just gotta go when I got the money to go. That's when I go. If I had plenty of money, I'd be over there with y'all. I think I'd be racing
well,
5 days a week.
Well, let me I'll help you out with it. The key to it. How many of us do you see racing? How many do you see in my crew?
Y'all got a big group. I mean, I don't have
anything. Point made.
Yeah, but now, hold up, Eric. Let me say two things real quick. One other thing to answer your question, who raced in the last 2 weeks? The Cubby ran Kryptonite, which is an S10 truck, and lost to Kryptonite on the 4th. And to add to that, what you just said right there, how many people do you see in your crew that's racing? Y'all have a large crew. For some odd reason,
And the horse has been able to do it. They only got four people there, maybe five all together. But for some reason, it is like something major that stops people in this area from coming together to be able to do something like that. Why? I think it's because everybody's ego so big that either they want to be the center of attention, or it's just they don't want to see a brother, another brother do better than them and have all the shine. So they can't come together to be on that kind of page of what you're describing.
I hate to say it, man, but you will always be behind that way. You can't. If there's no way you can't do it by yourself. Anybody that's got any kind of success out here in this business, they got some help.
That's 100% correct. But until people understand that, nothing's going to change.
But I think another thing too. Eric, is I think you said. We got some people out here that got cars that don't really love the racing because they want to pick and choose what they race. And to me, like y'all boys, like the Nashville boys, y'all love racing. Y'all take gambles all the time. And the Boston, we'll take gambles. We'll take races we shouldn't even really run. Of course, we're going to try to skip the race if we can and make it as fast as we can. But, sometimes we'll take a gamble. And all the fact is because we love to race. I love to get in that staging lane and turn them bulbs on. That's what I love to do.
I'm going to tell you what's the craziest thing. Anybody in our race crew can lock a race up with anybody out there and not tell nobody. They can say, okay, we'll race you whatever, and that's the race. And you turn around, you be like, what did you just do? You just did what? And, we all drop our heads and say, okay, let's get right. Let's try it. It's we love to race.
I think that's the key to the success. We can't win them all. All of us ain't going to win all the races. But if you're racing, if you love to race, that's why you get the reputation you get, because you just love to race. Y'all race every single weekend. You love to do it. We love to do it. We love to race. I'd race every day if I could.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't lose, you ain't going to get no faster.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And why would you spend all that money in those cars and just let them sit up in the building?
Yeah.
Some people do that, Eric. Say they go out there and they say they got one. They got a car.
Yeah, but by the time they get ready to race that car, everything they've done is obsolete and they got to start over again.
And they're behind the times a little bit.
Right. That's right.
Well, let me see, Ms. Foxbody, are you now on the line?
That would be a 10-4. Ms. Foxbody is.
Okay, Ms. Foxbody is in the building. All right, Ms. Foxbody, how are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing awesome. I'm just fabulous.
That's good. You know, Lady A coming on here with these voices. I got people texting me talking about, man, you ever seen her? She sound like that. y'all might want to watch y'all tone when y'all come on the line, because y'all get my phone blown up just talking about do I know where y'all at and y'all have a number for y'all and all that kind of stuff like that. But,
That sounds a good thing to me.
It sounds like a good thing to you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sir that texted me, did you hear that? Sounds like a good thing to her. So, who, what other callers do we have in the queue?
Right now we have Big James. Your mic is on.
Big James.
Hello, Big James.
Sir.
Okay, well, you have Monster. Monster,
right.
Your mic is on.
We got some heavy hitters on here tonight. I better hang up, call back.
No, man. You've been putting in the middle of it on Facebook, fam. You got to defend yourself now.
I know. I got the. Hey, Larry, how you doing, Gigantua? You know that's my car, right? Yeah, until you get here.
That hurts, Larry.
Hello.
Yeah, I was telling you that's Larry. That's Eric. That's not Larry.
Oh, the manager. What's
yeah,
up, buddy?
Manager.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on,
How
man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. Yeah. Hey, I was listening to you, and I wanted to tap in on that on the cars that hear a race. We got quite a few, and we put together a bond with a couple of the Northerners, too. So not only do we have the cars here in the DMV, but we also got the boys out of New York, New Jersey, Philly, Rhode Island, Canada. We got a couple of different places that will be coming down on the 3rd, so pretty sure we'll have something set up. But don't forget now, the Horsemen of this weekend, we got people headed down there to support the Horsemen, but Long Island Joe will be in Fayetteville with DMV cars from Custom Tees, people from New York. So, and they got a couple, we got quite a few Mustangs that run, so I'm pretty sure we can get Joe and we can get on a three-way and maybe set up something for y'all's Mustang.
Yeah, we'll know at least by tomorrow afternoon if it's going to be out or not.
Yeah, but that's cool. We love to do something like that, and I'm pretty sure we got a couple cars here that can definitely, if you guys get the Gigantua car straight, that would definitely be able to do something.
I can guarantee you that won't be there.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Moss.
He's on punishment.
Go ahead. What's up? Hold on, man.
Part of his question was saying that, you know, if the racing does take place here, it's, mm-hmm. it's not put out there for people to see, so nobody really knows that there's any racing going on here. So
I can send you all the videos. We got quite a few guys that run, and you know it's funny. Indica's a lot of times because I'm, as everybody knows, for Custom Tees, Larry T, I'm all over the place when it's race day. And thank God for Endicott who's been coming here lately because LDM has been tied up on stuff, Eric. And, man, he didn't caught quite a few of the grudge races on his stuff. You know, we'll have to get with him, and I'll purchase the video from him for you. Deal?
All right. Deal.
Yeah, you got it, man. You know, if you're coming up August 3rd, I'm going to buy you a video so you can see what we do here in D.C., all right?
That's what's up.
But not only do we race you, we feed you, too. You know, we get you full so it slow the car down. You hear me?
I hear you.
And we put you in an air-conditioned suite when you come to Maryland, so that way we get you good and tired so you'd be late leaving, Rick. You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I got a plan, man. What was the press talk you had to say? It's trickery.
It's been a lot of trickery going on.
Hey, Gene, Jenny, how y'all doing tonight?
Not bad, Martha. How about yourself, buddy?
Hey, man, every day God wakes me up, I'm grateful. Miss Foxbody, how you doing?
I'm good. Doing good, baby. How you doing?
Hey, every day I wake up, I thank God. So, but yeah, like Rick said, the guys, they don't, you know, a lot of the guys are on schedules where they're working all the time. So when they do get gas on their chest, they go get it on, you know. So, you know, I'm proud of a lot of them. You know, sometimes I look at where they started at, Eric, just like you guys. And this is a funny thing. Every single person on this phone remembers the first time they went to a drag strip, they were big enough just to see through the last three holes in that fence. And now you think about it, you got thousands of people coming out to watch us. Now tell me that isn't amazing what God can do, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I got a question. I will direct this to everybody on the phone and everybody that's listening. This has been a problem that's been going on within grudge racing for quite a while. You hear it? In Jackson, Orangeburg, Florida, wherever, Darlington, anywhere there's grudge racing that's going on, people complaining about it. If you're a racer and you want to race somebody, why do you have to go to a specific show looking forward for show-up money or some kind of door prize money from whomever that's throwing the race to run someone when you and whoever you're trying to race can go to whatever track y'all want to go to and get it on man for man, pot for pot? Why is it that all these people keep trying to go to these events and get their pocket line from the promoter just to do a race? Is it that you're scared to lose your money, or you just you trying to compensate for what you're betting to get extra money or to get some of your money back for putting on a show? And this is the whole problem that's going on with grudge racing now. People looking to get paid to do a show instead of just going out racing. So can anybody that's on the line or that may be listening, you can press the one button and this box body can open your mic. Can you help me understand this situation? Because I really don't understand it. I don't need to go to anybody's event to run somebody. Now, if you're going to that event anyway, then it shouldn't be a problem. But you shouldn't be looking. You shouldn't say, "Oh well, I'm going to run Gene at the horseman race, so I need to go talk to John and find out how much they're going to pay us to do the race at their event." No, that's not how shit works. So can anybody with some better sense than me explain to me where that comes from and why it is?
Rick, my
I have a caller who would like.
Let them go.
Say again?
Let them go.
I have caller 780. Your mic is on.
Oh, who was that?
I don't. Caller 7820. You have too much background noise. Get rid of it, and I'll turn your mic back on. Caller 6385. Your mic is on.
Hello, how you doing? This is Rick, and I'm going to solve the problem. The problem is, I think what happened, this is something other that the grudge racing started, and it's something that the grudge racing have to end. And the only way to end it is just come right up, you know, and just tell the people, hey, look, we're not going to pay you to come here, you know, to race. If you come here to race, then you got to win your money. That's how I look at it.
Now, Rick, are you speaking of the promoter saying that they're not going to pay, or are you just talking about the two racing individuals just need to race for their own pot?
No, I'm talking about the promoter. Wherever it came from the beginning, that's where it's got to end at. I mean, you can't sit right there and just expect the race itself to just say, well, you know, I don't think that I shouldn't get paid because I came to this race when somebody else started that. So I feel that if a race is going on somewhere, I mean, they just got to tell them, we can't pay you to come here to race. You know what I mean? You're going to either come here and race and win whatever you're going to win or lose whatever you're going to lose, and that's the ball game right there. But if you got people thinking that they're going to get paid when they come there, then that's what they're going to be thinking. But if you cut it off right from the beginning and say, hey, it's not happening like this, then it's in right there.
Well, I don't want to say racers thinking that they're going to get paid to do a race, but they finagle their way into trying to talk the promoter into paying them for doing the race. Instead of just going out
right
and getting the man.
Either the promoter going to pay them or they're not going to pay them. So, you know,
right.
I mean, that's where you got to go. You got to go to the head. You can't start at the bottom of the feet. You understand what I'm saying? That keep you walking. So you got to go to the head and say either we're going to do it or we ain't going to do it.
Rick.
Okay, I hear somebody called. Yes, sir.
Rick, this is Eric.
Yeah.
Let's look at it from a business point of view, from a promoter. I think what they are doing is just say you're having a race. And you call me and say, hey, if you show up to my race, I give you a dollar. Okay, you're going to promote that I'm coming to your race. If I'm hot, if I'm winning, if I'm out there in the limelight just like a celebrity and all the fans hear that I'm coming to your race, guess what the fans are going to do? They're going to show up to that race. And that's from a, that's just looking at it from a promoter standpoint. He's going to do whatever he can do to fill the seats, to get paid.
Well, that's different. That part of it I understand. Now, that means that that promoter is asking you to come to his race to race
right.
somebody. So, therefore, okay, that promoter is now willing to pay you because now he's advertising you to be on his flyer, to be at his race, to pull a crowd.
Right.
So,
yeah, yes.
He should offer to pay you because now he's using you to generate revenue. What
right.
I'm saying is if you were throwing a show and say the horsemen are coming to your event, but I'm not coming to your event, but I tell the horsemen, all right, well, if I come down there, how much is or basically not, let me say that wrong. I'm saying that wrong. I come to you and say, hey, I'm going to come down to your race to run the horseman. How much are you going to pay me to do the race?
Well, see, I don't believe in that, first of all, because I don't believe in giving no fans no fake race, because you have people betting on the five on these races, and if they already fixed, you know, I just don't believe in that.
Exactly, but this is what's going on.
Yeah, I don't believe in that.
You're not going to get around it, not unless you just go right straight to the head. Either you're going to pay people to come or you're just going to put it up and say, well, look, I'm not going to pay nobody to come. I mean, everybody's on their own. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get around it.
Right. So with that being said, that's a problem that we're trying to all fix. And I've got this text message from William Brown and a few other well-known people, you know, saying that we need to get the bullshit out the grudge game. People trying to figure out how they gonna get paid to come to race when, you know, I mean, it's like they don't have no backbone to come to race anybody on their own if they're not getting paid.
And it goes back to one way to solve it. Either you're gonna pay people to come there and figure they're gonna generate fans and generate money, or either you just going up and tell everybody it's gonna either happen or they won't happen. It's the only way it's gonna work. You can't, you know, sit there and go halfway with something. It's just like the war. You can't go there and take one bee off the nest and expect the rest of them not to sting you. You know what I mean? So it's going to go one way or the other. Either it's over with that, or we're going to still go with it.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, I'm hoping that things like this can really be resolved because it does mess up the grudge racing game. You know what I mean? People not trying to race unless they're going to get paid. You know, you can't call a man out for a race. Oh, no, I want to do it at this race. Why? Because they know this person might be paying them some extra money, but you ain't getting paid nothing. But, you know they're going to get their pockets lined. You know, that negates all forms of actual, you know, straight up for real good racing.
Yeah, you got to be honest with yourself. Either you're going to go with something or you ain't going to go with it. It's just as simple as that, you know what I mean? I mean, you got to figure out how you're going to do it. I mean, if a person races, if a person builds a car, eventually they're coming out there. And if anybody got the right people, just like you, if you got, you know, a bunch of people in your corner that, you know, generate people, you know, they can tell us one, then that's, you know, how many more people going to show up at the races? So, like I said, it's up to whoever, you know, furnished the money or whoever started the game. I'm going to pay you to come to racing. It's up to them to go ahead with it, or it's up to them to say, well, you know, hey, it's like this. Everybody on their own. You know what I mean? You come here, you know what I mean? If people like you, then they're going to show up. It's pure. It's just like me. I race. I love listening to, you know, racing. I love listening to talk shows. I love watching it on TV. I mean, something I love, I'm going to participate in it. And ain't nobody paying me nothing. Just like I'm sitting out here in my yard. You understand what I'm saying? Listen at y'all, participating, that's because I love racing. So if you love racing, regardless of whatever the deal is, I mean, you can participate in it. So like I said, it starts at the head, not at the tail, and not at the feet. I mean, whatever the head, you know, determine they're going to do in the head is the person who promotes the shows or whatever the deal is. I mean, whatever they're going to do, that's how it go. I mean, that's how I look at it, you know.
Okay. Well, Marcy, you got anything you can chime in on that? Marcy. Well, that's cool. Miss Foxbody, do you have any other callers in the queue that Foxy chime in on this?
Okay,
yes,
I'm gonna come back on one more thing before y'all take off. One more thing before y'all take off. Okay, this is like I spent $2,800 and never went down the track. Just came to the racetrack, bought food, bought drinks. That's because I love racing. I listened to the talk show, and you know, there was a lot of people that came there, you know, that I can really set out and have a good time with because it was a nice, good race. So, regardless of whether you paying me, I spent $2,800. It ain't bother me. I ain't never even raced. I ain't did nothing but sit back and have me a few drinks, got me something to eat, and bet money and all that type of stuff like that. And I ain't paying no mind because I love racing. So I'm gonna leave it at that.
Well, I think that's the mindset of most good racers. You know what I mean? I think that just is what it is. You know, I don't. If I want to race somebody, I'm not. Me personally, I'm not looking forward or looking to get paid from nobody else other than the person that I'm trying to race. But my goal is to take their money.
I'm back, Rick.
I'm not
Long Island Joe cut in on me.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking to get no track money. I'm not looking to get no promoter money.
I need the money.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, Marston. Can you shed some light on that?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you asking me? I couldn't hear y'all. I switched over the phone.
My question was, why is it, or how can we fix the problem of people looking forward to getting paid from a promoter to come to a race to race somebody instead of actually just getting a man and going out there running man for man, pot for pot.
You know,
for
Rick,
pocket money,
if I had to answer, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. You know, I think a lot of it, Rick, is the economy. You with me? And I firmly believe that a lot. Hello?
Hey, mute your phone if you're not talking. Like, we hear your background conversation.
Huh? I watched my dog cutters and the
Hey, Kevin,
and
mute your phone. Kevin, mute your phone. Kevin, whoever that is talking, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone, whoever that's talking. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of it's the economy and, you know, it's different things that you try to do for the people and, like Eric said, in the areas to help promote the races because I'm going to tell everybody on this phone, it only takes one time, and Eric knows what I'm talking about. When you ain't got the base to take care of a race or the track, and you done. Am I right or wrong, sir?
That's right.
Yeah, and believe me, those tracks spread the reputation quick if you don't make the financials to take care of them. You done. D-O-N-E. Then you guys don't have nowhere to go or just wait for them to give you an opportunity when they do. See, so it's a catch-22, and a lot of the business side, the people, some people understand, some people don't. But, you know, I can't go into details on things because it's a tough decision which way you got to go with things, you know. And believe me, there's a lot of things that I see and I hear. And, you know, I just keep moving and think about the fans. My goal is exactly what Eric said. And as long as you can get those fans and give them something to appreciate, you know, the fake grudge race, you know, I don't think that the promoters are intentionally doing that. I think what's happening is that there's a lot of people that are not moving the cars like they did in the old days. You know, the old days of grudge racing, like the last 2 years is where you've really seen a change. And I'm telling you, it's because nobody can afford to lose $3,000 and not recoup it. You with me? And I mean, you think about
right.
it. You lose $2,500, $3,000. When the next time you gonna race for that amount of money? Tell me.
Who did that?
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you the highlight of Larry's weekend. Let me tell you, Larry loves the fans.
Hold on one second, Herc. Miss Foxbody, whoever that is that's talking, can you please find them and mute their mic for me, please?
Will do.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Herc, I'm going to tell on you. I saw the picture. You hear me?
No.
Can I tell what it was?
No. Let me tell you the story. After he wrecked the car, this little boy comes up in his bat.
Miss Foxbody is trying to find a mic so she can mute their mic. Go ahead, Herc.
After he wrecked the car, this little boy, I guess he about 8 years old, come up with his dad. And his dad said, would you please talk to my son? All my son does in his spare time is watch you on YouTube. And that's all he talks about. So what Larry did, Larry goes in the trailer, get half of the fender that was left of the car, brings it back, and tells the little boy, said, here's something for you to take home. And he said, I'm going to give you a T-shirt also. And the little boy said, well, I want something else. And Larry said, what's that? He said, I want you to sign this fender so I can show everybody that I actually met you. And let me tell y'all something. If that man could wreck that car again and do all that over again, he would. Because I'm telling you, that's all he care about is those kids.
Hey, you know, it's ironic we having this conversation. At the last race we did before the July 4th, Larry had a big race over in Maryland. And we ran the junior dragsters, right, Eric? And we give away, at that particular race, everybody that runs the classes gets a real world championship belt for the Door Slammer Nationals, right? So this year, we did it for the junior dragsters, right? And it's ironic. We have a husband and wife here in D.C. They have a website called www.quartermilebrothers.com. It highlights the African-American racers. Their grandson won the race and the belt. And it's the first time we ever did that for the junior dragster. And, you know, Herc, I think the thing that set me apart, because it was a really busy day for me, I had a lot going on, I was really burned out, that young man came up to me, and it was right around 9:30. And something had just happened. Motorcycle had an accident or something. And they had took his picture and everything, and they had loaded him in the car. And I saw him jump out the truck. And, I mean, Herc, if you could have seen how fast he ran across there to hug me and thank me and tell me, he said, you know, on my for Black History Month, I'm going to write about you and Larry T and all the people that because you guys are helping us with a future. And, you know, it just that particular moment was the reason why I do what I do sometimes. Sometimes I have to deal with people, and it's funny that we're having this conversation about the promoters and different. I have to deal with people who don't understand how much the little things mean to the kids or they mean to the older people that come there, you know. And just like you said, for Larry to be there and that young man come up to him, he wants to show the world that, hey, this gentleman took the time to do something for me. And, you know, little Charles Brunson III, and he had me, little Charlie is his name, he had me so wound up after that because he was more excited. And he said to me as he walked away, he said, you have to take the picture with me. I said, no problem. He ran back to the truck, got the belt, made his daddy and him come back over there and take a picture with me. And I told him, he said, if something happened, I always have you as my friend. Now, you're talking about a 7, 8-year-old kid that says that to me. So you know what? what people say or don't understand about what we do at Custom Tees don't matter where we at. When I know that I made a difference for that young man, whatever else is said doesn't matter, you know? And that's the thing sometimes that I have to differentiate, because some people take it the wrong way when I say it like that. But I say it to say, just like you said, Eric, that Larry, that he going to tear the car up every week so he can get that same feeling, because nothing means more to you than the people that appreciate what you do. And Joe, Long Island Joe and I have this conversation every week about when we do these races together with Long Island Joe and Custom Tees and all the other people that get involved with us, the horsemen, everybody. The main goal is to take care of those fans in the bleachers and take care of the racers that support what we do, you know? And sometimes I look back and I think about it when I actually first time going to the track, and I'm humbled because I see thousands of people stand there and give us the respect and the props to come out in that hot sun and to bring their family, their kids and stuff, and support what we do. And that's what means the most, you know? So I just wanted to insight on that, because I know that feeling that Larry had, because little Charles, when he won that belt, and I mean, if you could have saw the pictures that he sent me, you know, it was overwhelming for me, because here's a kid, his first year in that car, and he goes out and does things like that. You know, second year rather, you know. So those are the things that mean the most to me. And you know, I just want to say I thank everybody, you know, from Rick on down, because the show gives us an opportunity to meet people like her. And I cuss Donye out every week, her. So even though I'm a Gigantua fan, I had to get Donye hell, because he called me every week giving me hell. You hear me? So
I want you to
speak. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I heard he was talking real salty about me on a Wild Man show last night, but I couldn't get on.
Uh-oh.
Somebody called me, and then I couldn't get through like a couple minutes later. So,
yeah. Hey, Rick, I just want you to know, now if you make it August 3rd, I got a plan, all right? I'm going to park three or four of my heavy hitters by them, and if you come through the gate, Eric, and I know you're there, I'm going to park a couple by you so I can make sure I can get this understanding when you cross through that gate over there, all right? So,
all right.
Yeah. I'm going to eat chicken with you, and I'm going to count your money at the same time, all right? So. the trickery, you know? So.
Yeah.
But Rick, what's the deal, man? What's the deal, man? I've been getting text all day. Who are you locked with August 3rd?
I'm running nephew Pete and his Red Two Chassis Big Tie Camaro, and I'm
okay.
going to run Donye and his big block nitrogen-assisted Regal. Now
you said nephew Pete. Mike Hill, nephew Pete?
No, not nephew. Nephew, Short Dog's nephew.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
now,
he
Rick,
got, what's
the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? I'm hearing on the 27th in Fayetteville, if everything go right, huh?
There is no deal in Fayetteville. I'm coming down there to run the shootout. Pete wanted to run that day, but I told him. You know, no, I'm not going to do it that day. I came there. I'm coming there to run primarily the shootout. And, you know, I want to concentrate on one thing. I've learned in the past that trying to do more than one thing, two different types of racing in the same day with one car is not good. I learned that. So,
man, they've done that.
I'm not doing it. I have too. So I have learned from my mistakes. So
I think Joe was on the line. He wanted to talk about that Tribal Wars too. I told him, let's get the horsemen straightened out this week, and we'll work on that too, because I really want those guys to have a good show down there. I know a lot of cars from up this way, and the weather I'm seeing is definitely going to straighten up, so they should be in good shape. So
all right, well let me say this now.
Go.
What I think you should have been asking about
was.
I'm not going to talk about that one. I got to call you in private on that.
This assassination that I'm going to do to Mr. Gene Stevens and this tomorrow next week. Now, Gene and myself have established a race. We established a pot. Okay? I'm one man, one show. My bet was $1,000. I have some people who would like to get in on the bet, and it would be nice for them to chime in and, you know, if they got my back there, chime in. But they would like to up the bet. But me being a one-man show, I have what I have. I don't think Gene would be against raising the stakes, but I guess they may want to see what he would like to take the stakes up to. So, with that being said.
Which car are you running?
Gene.
You running the most wanted car? Okay.
Yeah, whatever they want whatever they want to call it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know I'm riding with Rick, so it doesn't matter to me. They're my dogs, but you're my road dog, you know? My daughter even says to me, she said, Daddy. I said, yeah. She said, what Mr. Rick talking about on Facebook? Because I'd be reading your posts and stuff, and I'd be in there laughing and cutting up. It's like, you know, I was really laughing at you and Gene, and I'm glad y'all came on and got that clear so people didn't take it the wrong way. That's the smack talk. Because she she's four. She told him the other day, she said, Daddy, they cuss a lot, don't they? I said, yeah, they cuss a lot. I said, yeah. She up there now laughing because she could hear us on the radio. She said, oh, he on the radio. I'm laughing.
Well, I didn't suspect any kids would be reading that. So, you know, I thought I was at kind of liberty to say or type what I wanted to type, but I guess I do really need to curtail my words a little bit after I got bashed on Street Freaks for telling the guy he had Down syndrome and some other things. But again, it's just smack talk, people. I don't mean nothing by it. It's just smack talk. That's the object of the game, to get in the other person's head, to work to your advantage. That's it. That's all. I mean nothing by it. Some people call me a racist or playing a race card and all this other kind of crap. None of the such. You know, me as a person, I don't see color. I don't believe in that. I have experienced racism in the lower part of Virginia. But I'm too dumb to fall into that. You know, I'm just looking at them like, what the fuck is they problem? You know, why are they looking at me like that? You know what I mean? But I don't. That's not me. I wasn't brought up in that era to deal with that. So I don't see color. I don't deal with any of that. So it's just shit talking to me. But.
Yeah, but you know, Rick, the good thing is you recognize it.
Wait a minute, Moss. Gene Stevens, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm on the mic.
Okay. Now, I'm getting a text message, and I just want to make, I want to let the person that's texting me know what the deal is. They're asking me, are you actually going to drive your car against me next Friday?
Well, we all know that Kenny most time does the driving, but the race was locked up. And I know me and you discussed this. The race was locked up, me driving the car. And if that's the race that we locked in, that's what I'm gonna stand next to. I'll drive the car. That was a deal we made.
Okay. And they want to know, can they up the pot $500?
I would love to up the pot $500. So, yeah, we sure can.
Okay. So,
and, Monster, I want to say this before we go any further, Monster. On behalf of the horseman and myself, I do apologize for the language that young child read. That's something we all might take into consideration when we write that stuff. We do it and all good fun, but we don't like for them kids to read that stuff.
Well,
but
that's why I just
said I
figured we was all in the clear on what we were saying.
Let me straighten it out. When I'm sitting there reading it and laughing it, and she couldn't understand what it says. So you guys, you do what you do because that's part of who you are. You know,
but
you know, hold on, let me say this.
We 11 o'clock at night, we were figuring we were in the clear, but we do need to take that into consideration.
Hey, just leave out one word and keep it going. Because I tell
you,
for me, you know, it's part of what puts the people in the bleachers. And, you know, and you guys were first to know up at the Capitol. I told them, man, we have to be careful what we say across that microphone, you know, because there's a lot of families
exactly.
here today. And the same thing at Buzz Creek. But I just want to say that on behalf of Custom Tees, we appreciate the Horsemen and Tricky Rick, because I tell you, you keep us going now. And Styles. Don't forget my man. Y'all give my man hell now. Goddamn, hey, Eric, they give poor Styles hell. Boy, Wicked Bird catch hell. But I tell you, goddamn, I saw that video. Hey, Gene, goddamn, McKinney wasn't lying now. Wicked Bird and got that thing figured out now. You better get your shit
well,
on.
Well, please tell me what. Now, you're going to piss me off now. You advocated for Wicked Bird now, so please tell me. If he got it figured out, please tell me why he won't run me tomorrow night for $1,000. Please tell me.
He on the call. As Eric say, I'm just a manager. I'm a lawyer.
No, at this point, you just talking reckless right now. You
yes,
know not what you say, as they say.
Yes, sir. Hey, see if Long Island Joe on there so we can get Eric's little action. We got to see what Eric got to see if we can match up something.
Hey, Rick, I got one quick question for you. Me and you set that race up. Now, how do you feel about that? Do you want to keep it the way we locked it in as far as me driving the car? Do you have a preference on that? The only reason I'm asking is, I'm 6'5", 270, and the car is a little tight on me when I drive it. If I have to drive it, I will.
My little snitching birdies told me that you've had your car done to fit you, and you have driven it a few times here recently. So, yes, I prefer that you drive the car.
Well, that's fine. That's no problem. Yeah,
and
I did have the steering column move for me, and I had some other things move for me to make it more comfortable. So if I have to drive it, I can.
Okay. Now my little text buddy, who is still texting me, act like they don't want to get in the queue, wants to know, how much are you willing to go up on the pot?
Well, I'm gonna see like this, Rick. I feel comfortable with the 15. If somebody wants to put another 5 in, I'll go another 5 on it. But I'm, like I said, as much as it costs to get these cars there and run them, I'm comfortable with the 15. But not having anybody going in with me or speaking up, I'm gonna stop at that.
God damn, amen. May the preacher speak. I swear, I feel I'm on the same page, brother. Amen, amen, amen.
I'm only gonna bet what I can afford to lose. I'm sure the horsemen are going with me with no problem. But without talking to them, that's all I can do. When we get to the track, if we got a different story and y'all want to go up and we want to go up, then we can discuss it there.
Exactly. So now you know how I feel. Well, what I was saying last night. I can't. I'm not depending on nobody else to get in my pot. I'm only betting what I have.
Well, but you're getting that same thing I was getting at. You can't speak for another man's money.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
We more on the same page than we know, bro.
There you go.
Hey, Gene.
Yes, sir.
Gene. Now you know we got a side one going with a hamburger too. All right, you and me.
Yeah, I'll take mayonnaise and ketchup on mine. No pickles.
I got you covered. And I want mustard and ketchup. And I want fries, too. I'm greedy. You hear me? And
you're
going to sign my Tricky Rick shirt if you lose. And I'll sign your Horseman shirt if you win. Deal?
Deal.
All right. Y'all heard it. Right there on the starting line. I'm going to call Mr. Bradshaw and ask him for a favor.
It should be a good race.
Oh, man, that's going to be deep. It's going to be deep. We appreciate you coming up, though. I mean, you can actually mail us our money, Gene.
Oh, that ain't happening.
Excuse me. Oh, that
was nice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, you could send that on up here to us, you know what I mean? But
hey, Gene, it could save you some fuel and time now, I'm telling you.
Monster, when the horsemen come to mail and we come for one reason, that's to drop off an ass whooping and come home.
you're gonna ride in and ride out.
You coming to drop off something? It ain't gonna be no damn answer, but I can tell you that.
Hey, all you gotta do is ask Big George. Ask Big George your style. Both of them will tell you. I believe, if I ain't mistaken, I might have to check back in the archives, but I believe we got one up on Tricky Ricky as we speak.
Say that one more time. My phone beeped when you said that. I didn't hear you.
I said it did beep. I said, if I'm not mistaken, I have to check back in the archives, but I believe that that black and blue Camaro won up on him now.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm one up on y'all favorites, so you know what I'm saying? We kind of neck and neck, goddamn.
But like I told Kenny the other day, look, win or lose. If we lose, it's coming to Friday night. We're only giving you back what's yours.
Yeah, well, hey, my goal is to knock off all of y'all one by one.
I like that goal. Hey, if you don't aim high, what are you going to aim for?
Not a goddamn thing. And people
exactly.
Better understand that.
If you're going to dream, dream big.
And I'm dreaming
bigger
than life, goddamn it.
That's what it's all about, man, having a good time, enjoying each other, you know, because I'm definitely going to eat your hamburger and laugh at you while you're signing my shirt. You hear me?
Well, you got that.
And I can talk to Bradshaw and ask Bradshaw, can we get some, can we get a couple buckets of ice from the concession stand so y'all can sit on the way home to keep that swelling down out your ass. That 3-hour ride back down the road, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. We can lose, because anybody can lose in drag racing, but it's highly unlikely.
Hey, where's that other partner of yours, that other shit-talking, no long-legged son booger? Oh, that's right. Pete's short.
Yeah, big old bear-looking joker.
Where he at? It ain't right that he ain't on here giving us hell. Because he knows the hat is going to slap his ass around tomorrow, Saturday down there. Goddamn it,
they waiting. They on standby, too. So tell the motherfucker he better not talk too goddamn loud because the hat boy is waiting.
He better not. We'll push the one button in a minute on their ass. You hear me? Get him on the phone, Gene. It don't feel right not cussing his ass out one. At least one cuss word at him. You hear me?
I can't believe he ain't on the line.
Huh?
I can't believe he ain't on the line.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
I know. Miss Pete must have got him jacked up in the corner somewhere. Is he putting your motor in the car to try to get around the Hattons this weekend? What's the deal?
I don't know. I think he's got pretty much what he's got. He said he's going to run what he's put in there.
All right. And Do we have a hamburger on that one too?
Why not?
All right, God damn it! I'm gonna be full messing with you Friday night up there. I'll get the wife to bring some chicken for you too, because I know you like chicken. So I'm gonna get you.
Yes, sir.
You
hear me? Hey, now you're talking.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna get you. So.
We were at the beach Thursday, deep frying fishing. French fries, you name it up in the trailer.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
hold
yeah.
up, y'all. I got Pete just secondly said he's in the queue. So, Miss Foxbody, can you open 804-0433, please?
Caller 0433, your mic is on.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
where the hell your
buddy?
Little ass been at?
I've been in Cuba. I've been just not being in Cuba for a minute, just sitting back listening.
You supposed to be on here from the start of the show, damn it. Tell us about the race y'all got going on, sir.
Hey, look, I was busy, and I'm pretty sure
you wasn't busy.
Kenny or Gene to get it. How you know what I'm doing?
You're the lawyer and the promoter and all that other shit that you be saying. You supposed to be on the show to get out the information.
I got demoted.
Oh,
hey,
but you talk too much.
Yeah, I start to read it, but it's only
shut up. Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Y'all ass going down the weekend. I just want to make sure I'm the first to tell you that, all right?
Well, I ain't going to make it the weekend no way. I ain't got my mess back together, so I'm trying to get a little issue I got going on with it. But
Yeah, Pete said he had to put his car on CPR for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, just maybe 1 week. I'm just busy next week, and I got a baby shower the following week, so I'm going to be a daddy. So, you know, I still got to do all that.
We have a baby?
Yes, I got to do all that, too. So I can't read like I want to, but, I mean, I'll be ready next week.
What we got, man? We got a boy or girl?
Got a girl.
Oh, Lord, we're going to get her set up? Oh, my gracious, this is going to be fun here. We're going to call the house and get her broken right away when she get here, all right?
Yes, sir. But
we're going to put her on the phone.
Wait, so I understand what you're saying. Pete, you have the baby? You're late? Not you having the baby. I'm going to think about
yeah,
she having it.
Yeah, she having it. I just helped make it.
Oh, okay. Now, that's congratulations, man. That's what's up.
Congratulations, Pop, you old buddy.
Yeah, that's Miles, man.
I heard you talking a lot. Me and them having, well, I'm trying to get them August 3rd so we can make this thing happen some kind of way. I don't know how we're going to make it happen. I know we're going to make it happen some kind of way.
Okay.
Because I ain't satisfied. I mean, with the race, I get this props. You know, he won, I broke. So he won.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't satisfied because until we go down together and he beat me, then I still don't think he faster than me. So he got to prove
mm-hmm.
to me. Mm-hmm. But that is what it is. He won a bomb in. I can take it as a champ. I didn't want to lose my share of reasons, so I know how to do it both ways.
You know what, Pete? You know what? The people down there appreciated it more than anything that you were there to do what you said you were going to do. And, you know, that was something, Rick, that, you know, in that conversation we were talking about with the promoters on people wanting to get paid, that they need to remind themselves of, no matter what, take care of the fans.
I'm not going to let Pete get away with doing a whole lot of talking. So,
right.
Ms. Foxbody, do you see 301-7898 in the queue?
Hold on one moment.
Oh, shit. We about to
yes,
get some funky
James' chicken mic is on.
Here.
Uh-oh.
Tony.
Hello?
Hello?
Was it there, Tony?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
You live on the radio.
Well.
We want to know who wants some of the motherfucking small tire duster. What the fuck is going on?
What is it doing?
It's getting on your motherfucking ass. What is it doing? You like
oh,
a small tire? You want a big tire? That's what we're trying to figure out. Who we be talking to?
I will say that the Hatton Boys did.
Hello?
What? Pull the choke
Stick
out. It's the Hatton Boys.
Yes, sir.
This is the Hatton Boys.
Hold on.
We're going to put a white motherfucker on Monte Carlo and y'all's ass.
Wait a minute. Everybody can't talk at one time now. This is the Hatton Boys. All right,
well, we try. We do what you tell us to do.
Yeah, I'm on here, but somebody else is talking to you.
All right, well, you got the floor, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, first thing I want to say is thanks to Larry T's and Custom T's. I promised Pete, I told him I was coming down there. I was going to bring everything I had, the whole arsenal. Before we ran, I told Pete, I told Troy that I will make the trip. No question about it. I'm not going to shake tars. I'm not going to spin. I'm going to make it from A to B every time, unless I don't want to make it. So I think the fans really got excited about the race. I'm glad that we were able to do it. Unfortunately, Pete had some problems. I think his car probably got, I don't think he got scared. I think the car kind of got scared. I don't know if it was the burnout I did or when I was playing the nitrous diet or I don't know what it was because I was focused straight ahead and I was turned the first bulb on, the man pushed it back. I said, I don't know what's going on here. But no problem. But, Pete, I can't accommodate you no time soon. I got these shootouts I'm running, like Rick said. I can't run both races. There's no way. I'm running a shootout on August 3rd.
Hold on.
Before you go in the fall,
I got to stop you 1 second.
No.
That's not going to be your excuse because I'm going to come get in the shootout, too. And, man, you run first round. So, with the three, we knock it off the table. We knock it off the table. I got to get this here like you got.
Hey,
now, we can run first round August 3rd. We ain't got to get in the shootout.
Listen, hold on. Listen, I do want to let you know
that I wasn't scared to run you. I was there like I said I was going to do, and I came there to actually put another feather in my hat with you with your tail on it. But unfortunately, your car got scared. You didn't get scared. Your car did. So I excuse you from that. But we're still going to go ahead. We're going to get loaded up and locked up, ready to go and support y'all this weekend. Fortunately, we thought the rain was going to stop. I mean, was hoping the rain was going to stop. And the way it looks, it's going to stop. So we loaded up, ready to go down there and run and shoot out. And I'm coming back down there on the 27th for Larry Keys and Monson and Race. And then I'm going to come down on August 3rd. Like I said, I can't run both races. So, Pete, you might have to, as Cubby say, you might have to sit on that for a while.
Well, I appreciate you coming down, sir, and supporting us. I'll sit on it. But like I just said, August 3rd, I'm getting in the shootout with you because I'm chasing you. So we ain't got to – I can get you first round. We can just – don't even put our names in there. First round, I mean, you line up and just run. I just want to race you to see who can win.
Well, actually, if that happens, I was hoping that was going to happen this weekend. Unfortunately, you're not going to make it. So, I mean, if we line up Commissioner Hit Race, then that would be excellent. I would love to have you first round. They claim you the top man. Well, I like to take the top man out first. That way, that makes it easier for me on the rest of the race.
I
came down to the beach last year and took it over. I'm looking right at the trophy right here, and I plan to get it done.
That man talk with a lot of confidence. I like that, though. He keeps confidence.
I'm looking at the trophy right there from last year.
Hey, Pete, what did I tell you on Facebook a week and a half ago? What did I spell out for you?
Hey, Mark, I'm going to tell you. After I had the little issue Thursday, and I could have went on the random call, but I didn't want to take a test on damaging something because I just got it back together. So after I checked it on Friday, and I really was kind of leery then, but I said I wasn't going to pay no more punk out of money. So I would always have done with it Friday and didn't even test the car. I just went to the line and ran, dude, and won. But I know I got a problem, so I got to get it fixed. But I'm on my way back to revenge. So having you got bullseye on your head, I'm coming to get you.
Shit. Hey, Pete. Side bet, hamburger, or cheeseburger?
Yeah, so, hey, Marcy, you should have been there because you should have seen Marquise. When I made the shakedown, I thought his son was going to fall out. It looked like he had fall. Go turn the button loose.
Hey, Marcy, listen. Pete, go ahead and tell him now. Tell him what you told me when you see me go to it. When you wanted to run me and your car said, "Nah, I don't think we can do it." You got a good look at them candles as I was going down. I'm sure you did because that showed you how quick I got down the track. But you get your chance to see those again.
I said you look good. I don't hit on nobody. I said you made a good pass and you look real good.
I got to admit, from what I heard from the video footage I've seen, everybody had to be on the line. Of course, I couldn't see that while I was in the car, but I looked at the video. And actually, I mean, the fans really was looking, really excited about their race. And eventually we'll get it, we'll get it on again. But I got to take advantage of the shootouts. I love them. It's just easy to do. And right now I don't really see anybody in my way that's going to stop me from winning it. So I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that.
Can I interrupt you guys for a second? Because somebody wants to ask the horseman a question. This Fox Body, are you there?
Yes.
Can you open 240-4261?
Reggie, your mic is on.
Hey, this message is for Gene of the Four Horsemen. Hey, do y'all want to try that Hulk truck again? Since y'all weren't able to do that race at Palm Beach before.
Yeah, we're up for trying that Hulk truck. We talked to Bubba while we were at the beach Thursday, and we got an understanding of, what we're going to do, and we might even try that. We might even try that at Larry's race on the 4th.
Okay, all right.
The third. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That'll work.
We would like to do that race. We wanted to do it then. We probably had the car out. That was the fourth or fifth time we had the car out. It was a new piece for us. We just bought it after Christmas, so we were just trying to work some bugs out of it. But, yeah, we're looking forward to that race. That's going to be a real good one that we've been wanting to get on for a while.
Okay,
that's
that'll work.
Good.
Man, Gene, we got to get more hamburgers out for that one, boy. Good God,
we can stop that $5-$10 and you buy your own hamburgers.
All right, and I got one more fan favorite on the line that's been waiting for a minute. Miss Fox Friday, can you please open 804-4629?
Give me that last phone one more time.
804-4629.
Caller, your mic is on.
Hey, what's up, Ricky?
What's going on, Running Bell?
Not much. I've been listening to the show for quite a while. I drove all the way from North Carolina, where I live at, to Mike Wise's house in Petersburg. And I heard Moth the whole cotton-picking way. Moth, I'll sure hope you get a hamburger so you can slow down and talk and let somebody else talk a little bit.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I miss you, too.
How's everybody doing?
I'm good. Hey,
good.
Running Bear, I got
good.
A question for you. There
okay.
was a hot topic on the Facebook the other week with little Craig Jordan, and Craig Jordan said that you in his way. So I told Craig that Running Bear and I, we race one another, but when it comes down to him pulling up on the line with you, I'm going to have to be your, as Rick say, Rick, what'd you call Rick, his cheerleader?
Hey, look, Martha, look, let me ask you a question. How can I be in somebody's way when they ain't had a car in 3 years?
All right.
So,
Pete, you hear that? Pass that on. We're going to cut his nuts out and roll them down the hill when they pull on that starting line. You hear me?
Now, I don't know if Craig actually gets on these shows, but, damn it, I think if he hear that, he will hop his ass on here and hop me.
Yeah, he would jump through the phone if you heard that.
Yes, sir. And I mean it. I can honestly say, Running Bear, when he pull in, I'm going to be standing behind you, pointing down the racetrack. That small block, going to give it to him.
I'm going to give him all he can say.
Hey, Marshall.
Huh?
But I want you to do one thing. On the third, when I take that old antique car, the old antique motor, and tag Rick a new asshole, I want you to come over and tell me I'm the man.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get you a shirt, too. You bring a horseman shirt, and I'm going to get a Tricky Ricky shirt, and I'm going to get a hat shirt,
too. If you don't get them shirts, you're going to wear a horseman shirt 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mom.
We got action. Craig jumping through the phone. Craig is jumping through the phone. This Fox Body, can you open 540-9101?
That is.
God damn, we got action.
That's how you do it.
Kyle, your mic is on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Craig.
And?
Yeah, so I just want to know one thing. When we gonna get this race locked down? I don't want to do no talking.
Who is that?
That's what you mean, who is it? You don't know who it is.
That's Craig, Day.
Oh, you got amnesia?
Talk about it. If you ain't got no car, how you gonna lock a race in?
What you mean if I ain't got no car? What are you talking about? Be serious, man.
I am being serious. I ain't saying you got a car in 3 years. How you going to lock a race in?
If I ain't had a car in 3 years, how you run for two? Do that make sense? How you run for 2 years then if I ain't had a car in 3 years?
Hey, look, if you got a car, then you can talk about locking a race in. But until you get a car.
What are you talking about?
I put my eyes on it. Then you ain't got no car.
Dude, be serious now. Come on now. I'm being serious. Stop.
The man got a car, man. He still got the same car. I know he got it.
Come on now. Be serious now.
All right.
Okay, let's lock in for the third. I'm tired of talking to you. I want to put up some money, because last time you tried to put up some money, you wouldn't put it up.
Last time, you talked to other people, but you're talking to me now. Now, if you want to run me, you got a car, I'm going to be at the horseman.
Did you not just hear what I just said? I don't care where you gonna be. I just told you lock in for third.
And I'm telling you what I'll do. I told you today what I do, when I do, and why I do it. Now, if you
okay,
want to
man,
run
you
me,
don't want race, man. Stop talking to me. Stop calling my name. Stop calling my name on these shows.
If you want to run your business, you don't. then you stay where you're at. Now, I'm coming to Marlin, and when I come to Marlin, I'm going to let you know when I get there.
I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to put up some money, because last time you went out there, blew your motor up, and wouldn't pay no punk out money.
You keep talking about last. I owe you a goddamn thing. You keep talking about the last time. You got with other people to try to get me a raise, and they were supposed to put the punk out money. If you want punk out money, you need to go to them.
Hold up. Then I come to Nasty Boys Racing. Are you a part of Nasty Boys Racing?
I'm one of them, yeah.
Okay, then Nasty Boys Racing agreed to putting up some punk out money.
Look,
if I got
Greg,
there, nobody put up the money.
You got to talk to me. You can't talk to Tom.
I came to you, and what did you tell me?
They don't work on my car. They don't buy nothing for my car. I do it all. If you want to run me, you got to talk to me.
Look, man, I ain't worried about that no more. You just lock in some money for the third. That's all I want you to do.
I ain't lock nothing in for the third. I'm telling you where I'm going to be at Saturday.
Dude. All right, man, you don't want to race, though. That's okay.
All
that's
right,
okay.
Hold up now. Let me intervene. Running back, would you be willing to run Craig Jordan August the 3rd?
I can't say that because I don't know what I'm going to be doing all this. I do know what I'm going to be doing this Saturday.
All right, put it this way. Put it this way. How about this?
Let me say this. If you get past this weekend and you ain't got no other races locked up, can y'all lock in something for August the 3rd?
See, that's what y'all, Craig don't understand. I'm telling them what I can do, when I can do it. Now, I just had death in the family, and I'm expecting another one. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know where I'm going to be at. So, but I do know I'm going to be at Saturday.
Hey, Ben, how about this? If you come through the gate and I come through the gate, it's locked.
What you running for? I run you for $1,000. If I come through the gate and you come through the gate, we can run for $1,000.
All right, and the punk out money is what? Because we put this up saying we come through the gate. I'm not doing this. We're not going to just run for $1,000 because you're going to go out there and make a shakedown or whatever happened, and then that's it.
What are you trying to say? You want me to run out?
What you want to do for lock-in as soon as we come through the gate?
We can lock in $200 on $1,000. If I come through the gate and you come through the gate, then the $200 lock-in right there.
All right, that's fine. That's a lot.
Write it down, Rick.
Yes,
$200,000 for August the 3rd.
August 3rd. Heads up.
Yeah,
8 Mile Pro Tree.
I'm putting it in my backup phone.
All right, Craig, I'm going to text you because you and I got something we got to take care of on the side, brother.
Oh, that's the lead there.
Hey, Mom, let me get that, please.
You got that, too. Right there.
Running
Bear
and CJ, 200.
You know I got to ride with running back because he's a small block, so you know
what
running
back.
What do you think I am, Mom?
Hey,
you know I was CJ.
I know what you are.
He don't live 2 minutes from me.
Heads up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, Track Rules.
Small blocks apiece, just in case.
Small block, please.
Hey, CJ, don't walk gas on too bad now.
I ain't going to do it because I want to come back.
Hey, Pete, don't you talk to him, because you're going to get walked too.
Hey, you know what, though? I ain't satisfied with last Friday because he broke. I mean, things happen, and, you know, you can't help that.
Yeah.
He might run again, and I might break, and he might beat me. But I really want to run that race again, but I want both cars to go down through there and see who the better man is. And then I'll leave it at that.
Hey, Pete, I might have a Stevie Fast send it on that day. I might call some ass on your ass.
If you hold the gas on me, I promise you it'll be because you're trying to let somebody know that you're so far behind, you're quitting.
$200
on the race.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I got my boy in New York, Rob, on the phone. We got the red small tire duster. He, I believe, if I ain't mistaken, he's going to be in Fayetteville Saturday. And I'm sure he'll probably make a steel race to the Monsters race on the 3rd that will be looking for action.
Uh-huh.
He got Jason again. He can run Jason again.
He can run him on the 3rd at your race, right?
I'm probably so, but there's quite a few people be over there that were riding. What's up, man? What's up?
Hey, Moss, I got a question. Now, if we talk about running each other, what about all these guys from down south supposed to be coming out? Where are we going to find time to run these guys?
Hey, you know what? They sell a lot of gas at Buzz Creek. We there till 1 in the morning. So.
Hey, Moss, that's why we laid back, because Mr. JC, he's going to do something terrible to Don J when he comes in them gates.
Yeah, that's the old guy.
Yeah, we definitely got to gang up when he pulled through now. I already got
him. Wait. Slow your roll. Say that again, Pete.
JC going to do something to Don J if he comes to them gates.
Are y'all offering Don J something, or y'all talking about running him head up?
We'll run him head up. Same way you run everybody else.
Oh, is that something that y'all already set up, or that's just the
well, we trying to do wait our mom to make it happen.
I don't
think Don Ye gonna do that with JC.
Why you say that? Last time that he ran a car with big tires or back air, he ran two last time and he's gonna run you.
Because
so what difference does it
make?
All of them the same.
Because Don Ye like to pick and choose who he wanna do what type of race with.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. We're gonna get Gunner fixed there with
his,
the camera. So we can,
which is how, the race between him and I came about. Now, y'all can try. I'm not going to knock you. You know, I'm all for the home team knocking off out-of-towners. But I had to say something to him because he kept telling me, oh, we got to run 29s and no Willie bars, but everybody else that he's raced, he got Willie bars on. So I'm like, well, if you got your Willie bars on, you might as well put your big ties back on and run me head up.
Yeah.
I mean, I get no time to test on 29.
He just ran two cars last time he was down here with big tires on him. One with 10.5 and one that bigger than that. So, I mean, evidently tire size shouldn't matter to him. He's just on race.
Yeah. For that day, we got to bond together because we got to cut his head off. Because he got on the clocks off and made it like he won tons of money. So we got to get the money back.
Yes, yeah, he said we soft over here on this end, so he didn't have a problem right there. No problem with Virginia that's similar.
Yeah, but that's good. You know what the rules are, right? When he pull in, we're going to get gunning picks there with the camera. I'm going to tell gunning picks, you roll this camera. We're going to step on them one at a time. Now, Pete, that's
that
the only time we're going to fight together, ain't it?
Yeah, that man talked real greedy last time he was over here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to fix that, though. Yeah.
Hey, Marza, is you going to stop Long Island Joe beat up on Wolfpack? Y'all got to do something about that.
I know, man.
Yeah, I'm going to beat up on him.
Man, if he do it one more time, I'm going to take Calvin. Just give me the keys every day, because you run him no more.
Look, Joe on the phone.
Hey, I know, man.
Look,
I know,
hey,
man.
Pete.
Calvin catching hell, man.
Hey, Pete, you don't know who's catching hell more than Calvin. It's me.
I know, but in a minute, Joe will ask him what his social security number so he can put him on the taxes.
Hey, Pete, I'm going to let y'all entertain Long Island Joe, but since you brought up Don Ye, and it would only be fair, Miss Fox Body. Miss Fox Body. Miss Fox Body.
Yes.
Can you please call Donye before the show is over?
I don't have time. I only have 30 seconds. It's counting down now.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
let me see if I can
get him. I'm going to try to call Donye on my phone. And y'all go ahead and keep on talking.
I'm turning on caller 5631. Your mic is on. Caller 5631. Your mic is on.
Okay.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? This Wolfpack, I hear y'all talking about me.
What's up,
Calvin? Yeah, what's going on?
Man, Calvin got on the phone and Julie, live it up. Oh, man. Hey, Calvin, you up for the topic, Joe, man. Joe, then you keep on coming at him and beating your brains in, man.
Man, Joe, a small problem, man. I got Joe covered, man. You know, every dog had a day.
Yeah, I think I had 3 days already.
Yeah, but that's it. Strike three, you out. You don't have no more. Your best bet is to stay away.
No, I ain't going to stay away.
Strike three,
no.
You out.
So, look, we doing that on the third, right? We doing that one race on the third over my little one. Right?
Yeah. Well, hold on now. Actually, I got to talk to my man. That's not me. I got to make sure my man still want to bring the car up.
I remember he said y'all woke him up and told him, come on. So I figured y'all said y'all was going to do it again.
Yeah, that was the last word that was said that night.
Even Monster said it. He owed me another cheeseburger. If you don't come, don't worry about it. I just get that cheeseburger off of Monster.
Nah, you ain't getting no more cheeseburger, Joe. You just bring up what you give out. We're going to stop you from coming down here thinking that it's that easy.
I ain't saying it that easy, but, you know.
You already said you're going to get a cheeseburger, so counted.
I got a steak last time. See, Monster quiet on there. He don't want to tell you the truth.
I hope you got tomaine poisoning off that shit, too. I hope you ate a salad and the damn dressing was bad. Give your ass tomaine. Man.
I ain't gonna lie to you though, but this is what I gotta do. I wanna take that car. Miles, you know what I'm talking about. I wanna take that Firebird and run Cold Killer so bad, you don't know.
Yeah,
Because he gave so he can't find a race, and I ain't gonna lie, that would be a race. I really think that'd be a real, real good one.
Yeah,
so I would love to see that race.
On that.
All right.
Yes, sir.
And also, they know that Little Tony from Chicago and six other cars are coming from Chicago. They're coming down on Fayetteville on the
27th. Detroit Murphy in the house.
Yeah, they said they definitely coming. So everybody looking for them. Then you got grown folks with the Cutlass. He's looking for some action.
Hey, Joe.
Benson. Yeah. Yep.
Joe.
Yep.
Hey, Eric, the manager for the Gigantua car, he said he got 2 Mustangs. Eric still on, Rick? We might have to next week come on and help accommodate him with a couple cars for the he said they got a couple Mustangs, so I figure between the two of us, we could roll a few that are rolling in the Fayetteville on the 27th.
Well, I got a couple Mustangs coming, but I got to see what we got on them. I know I got some motor cars.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some motor Mustangs, because I got one of them that's trying to do something with Obama, but it seemed like Obama looked like he might be a little scared or something. I don't know why. You know, he's been talking, and all of a sudden, now the man said he's ready. Now he ain't ready. I don't know the deal. But I got young Stang coming with me also that day.
Good. Back to my boy Wolfpack. The hell with young Stang, Obama, and his granny and everybody else? Because we need to talk about Long Island.
Well, I don't know. Calvin, where Calvin at?
I'm right here.
All right. Now, I can't keep beating him up because I'm good friends with his son.
Oh, he ain't going to take it personal. I'm good with that. He won't take it personal.
He won't take it personal?
Nah. Long as your son don't take it personal when they lose now. We got to keep it real now. Nobody take it personal. Keep it clean.
All right. That's what I want to count. All right, then I'm going to peck on you again.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Joe, I don't know why you want to put your little son out there, man. You know that story about the three little bears?
Yeah. But look.
Out of all the bears, it was one bear, his porridge was cold.
In that same bed, out of all the beds that had to, that slept in their bed, one little bed, his bed was broke. Now, we hate to do this to him, but he's going to be that one little bed that had cold porridge with a broken bed.
Oh, Lord. Go on.
So it was only three of them.
Look, I only got two boys, so I don't know where that was the illegitimate kid that was there. I don't know nothing about that one.
It was only three little bears, Joe.
Yeah, I only got two of them in my house. Two bears in my house, that's it.
Well, you one of the bears. You Papa Bear.
No, I'm Papa Bear. He'll be all right.
Well, I'm angry. We hate to do it to this one little bear, but it's true.
Look, as long as y'all come back the same way, and we come the same way, y'all got a race. Y'all got a race.
Hey, Joe, but hey, Calvin, first, though, we got to knock off one or two soccer boys. We got to save him till about 11:30, quarter to 12, all right?
Okay, yeah, we take care of business first.
Yeah, Joe, we can't do nothing till about 11:30, quarter to 12. Then the good thing about it, that day, from noon to 6 on the 3rd at the creek, it's shakedown, test, and tune. From 7 to 1 is only like grudge races, so that's a real good thing. And then down at Fayetteville on the 27th, the week before, it's just open season down there. So, you know, I'm excited about going there.
Well,
so,
you know what I need to – you know what I need to put out about it?
Hey, Martha, I'm already back. I'm sure I'm finishing the hole already. Look, we bet you $2 finishing to your father that Rick wasn't coming. All right, now he coming, I got to pay you $2 finishing before we can get the day started.
Oh, man. hey, Pete, you know why we're so excited about this? I got a call from a guy down there. And he called me up and he texted me a message. He said, when you Maryland boys come across the line, he said, I'm going to be waiting because I've been trying to get you down here to race for 2 or 3 years. And he said, now here you go. You coming down to Fayetteville, and I'm in Piedmont. So when's Piedmont race? I said, well, maybe we get with the Horsemen and all the other groups, and we all invade Piedmont next year with Long Island Joe. So we're just every once in a while head south, you know? So, that's the whole thing. Yeah,
boy,
we're excited.
I tell you what, if that 6'9 Camaro and that Malibu got to get beside each other, I'm going to fall on the track.
Oh, no, Pete, we're going to hold each other. I swear to God, you're going to sign my shirt. Let's see the Rick turn that light on.
You can't run no more. We got hands on you now. The only thing you're saying is he's off and going to show.
Hey, Joe, they got one favor, and I told them you and I accommodate it. When Rick get there, God forbid, nothing don't happen the next couple of weeks, and JC get there, the first round of the back half shootout, the true back half shootout, them two going to set door to door. So I told Pete I had to get with you, but I could make it happen. I just had to let you know what I was doing. So they don't want to draw cards. They just want to put their
they
want to
go ahead and get together.
Yes,
all right, that sounds good.
We're going to get the people what they come to see.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a battle there.
Ain't going to be no battle. It's going to be a gap.
Uh-oh.
A what?
A gap.
Hey, Mark, how are you talking to Virginia?
Now,
in the mall.
I kid you not. Now, I've been getting more calls on this other thing going on and on the back half race. Now, a lot of people want to turn around and come in, and I did say the back half race, and the thing is right now, some of the guys that are coming in, I could say they want to race is extreme back half with 5'3" boards and everything. Well, I'm willing to turn around and say we'll make an extreme class that day too. If they get enough guys, if they all call me, we'll make extreme back half and go like that. Because, I didn't know that many guys out there that really want to get into it. I guess they see how the back half race is going. But I can't turn around and put an extreme back half with these back half guys. I mean, if I don't want to call out no numbers, but when you got the pack covered by 4/10, that ain't no race thing. So I'd rather let the extremes go against extremes, and that's it. But if I get enough of them, I mean, I keep hearing, you know, say, for example, we had somebody like Beeching, Big Sexy, anything like that. We all know that they got everybody covered on there. So why not turn around and make a class just for them too? So if they want to go at it, I'm willing to go ahead. I want to do what they want to do. So if, I mean, I'm hearing they were talking about doing a class one day. They all wanted to put $500 in and go like that. If they all put $500 in, I'll put $2,000 in. If they get more than four guys, I'll put $2,000 in. And they can go ahead and for it.
Well, I'm going to talk to Jimmy. I'm pretty sure if he don't hurt nothing Saturday, I know he'll, that joke will love the race. So he's going to be down there going on somebody's ass. Well, we'll lose.
Cause I'm gonna
but you know, Joe, I got to tell you, Joe, why I got you on the phone. See, those are the things. Rick had a conversation earlier talking about the promoters. And see, Joe's educated and enlightened us on a lot of things that make sense for the fans. And here we go, something that wasn't even in the flyer, Pete, he's willing to take and put it out there so that everybody can race that comes down the road to support the show. You know, and Joe, that's stand up for you. And I just want to let you know that I hope you that stand up is when Kyler slapped that ass around. You hear me? Because I'm a little tired of you and your mouth. So
hey, Calvin, I got hope for you, babe. I think about y'all. Hey, you gonna get it one day. And Mom's pray for him, Mom. He just need a little bit more to get by. He's just a little bit short.
Oh yeah.
Calvin to come up a little bit short, just a little bit every time, it's just inches.
Hey, we might have to check Joe for nitrous because damn, he ain't pulled an inch every time, ain't he? We gonna have to check him.
Hold on. Every time y'all telling me this is luck, every time now, I'm tired of that luck stuff. This ain't no luck. It's pure luck. That's what it's called, pure luck.
Yeah.
Every time
I
hear.
I think probably the closest one I seen was when they ran the Nova with the Vega and he gave him the break. When they was running, I looked out and said, Joe ain't going to make it. I said, he ain't going to make it. I just got him having. And the man, like, came out, I said, oh, Lord, I saw the bleachers.
My shoulders are hurting for a week.
You're the only one.
My shoulders are hurting for a whole week.
Oh, my God.
Up and down in the seat when I went across there. They told me I won. I said, oh, damn, the straps are still off.
Hey, I don't know how much you had, but I bet you when you got to the track, when you went through there, he probably passed you.
Well, let me tell you, I honestly tell you the truth, and Calvin can tell you, I ain't going to lie, I had to look down. I came back, I didn't look at the time slip, I just took the slip and kept on coming back. And my wife was sitting there smiling, so I said, who won? She said, you won. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, you ain't know you won.
No. I ain't going to lie to you.
What really pissed me off, Pete? He goes to the winner's circle on every race and take a damn picture with the money in front of him. Ain't this a motorcycle?
Well, if I be Trigger Ricky and the Hatton Boys the same night, I'm going to take the winner's circle down and take it home with me.
You said, AP, you said if.
Yeah, I know I got to say if, because, you know, anything can happen. All right. I'm going to try my damnedest. If I lose, it's because I didn't give my all.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's the same thing with Calvin. He lost, but he gave his all.
Yeah.
I got to
hey,
respect
Joe.
That.
Hey, Joe, ain't nobody talking to you right now. Could you please keep your sarcastic ass New York remarks to yourself?
Look. You just keep on bringing those pom-poms and cheering Calvin on. That's what I want.
And I'm going to say, hey, Goddamn, Junior and I have been running down through that shit. Damn, Calvin, one of us getting old. Woo, goddamn. I can't tell you. It's 40 years easy. Goddamn.
We're going to find out. I'm going to tell you. As long as Calvin comes back with something, I got it. I'm going to do something. I ain't do nothing crazy and I jump out the window. If he come back with something, he ain't come with no Nova and think I'm going to run that Nova and nothing. But as long as he's coming back like
nervous.
He said he was coming, I'm doing it.
And I'm going to keep coming back, so don't you worry.
It ain't open. You better sleep with one eye open. I'm going to keep coming back.
I like that. So and I'm gonna keep on pulling to that winner circle every time too.
Yeah, well, start sharing that winner circle with me then.
Look, I told my wife, I don't care what I gotta do. I said Calvin was over there playing the music back there doing a wobble over there. Damn it if I ain't gotta learn how to do the wobble. So I'm gonna be out there myself. I'm just talking about a wobble.
Hey, can somebody go on Rick?
Huh?
Rick got booted off his own show. Can somebody dial Rick number? Because somebody locked in on my phone.
He got booted off his own show.
Hey, Marvin.
How you do that?
Huh?
What do you think will happen if it happens to all the third they get there and JC and Scoot hasn't come together in the line? Do you know the people want to see that race again?
I know. Long Island Joe got to work that one out for us.
Yeah, I think that one we might be able to swing that in there. Nah, that's gonna be a lot of burgers.
Yeah, they're gonna be a lot on that one.
Look.
Hey Pete.
Huh?
Hey Pete.
Yes.
Do you think somebody could get a hold of that guy down that we ran the Outer Banks, Rambo, and see if he wants to lock in with Rob's Duster on the third? He won't be ready for our race. I tried to see if he could do it on the Horseman's race Saturday, but he won't be ready. He should be ready on the third and see if he's coming.
You got to talk to William Brown and get in touch with him.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm here. I got to get in touch with William Brown also. Because he wants to run around on William Brown. Hello.
Message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
What's going on?
To send your message erased, you have reached the voice mailbox of 2025.
Hey, everybody gone? You there, Pete?
Yes, sir.
I don't know where everybody went.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo.
Well, is that you, Rob?
Yeah.
What's up, dog? Here.
Oh, okay. Joe has dropped. Monster dropped. Oh, no.
Sure.
Joe has dropped. Monster dropped. And James has dropped.
The show is over, dude.
Okay. All right, well, I'll work on that, Rob, and see if we can't get something locked in.
All right.
You can do it the third, we on.
All
right, sounds good to me. I'll work on that.
All right, we'll be there on Saturday, but we'll come down and talk shit. If he's there, we try to lock it in down here.
That's fine. I might get Pete to work on that. He's good at that shit.
All right, 10-4.
All right, bye. All right, later. Bye.